It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, November 8th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. When your TV watches you, here's how it could work. Microsoft already has an Xbox accessory called Kinect that scans the room and can tell if you're waving your arms or doing the Gangnam-style horsey dance. It was designed for gaming. Now Microsoft has filed a patent to use Kinect-like technology to figure out if too many people are watching a DVD, Blu-ray, or a pay-per-view event designed for household use. If it detects a couple of people watching, fine, but what if it's a dozen? Maybe that's a real audience, and you'd have to pay more to get a license to show it like you're a theater. James Grimmelman is a professor at the New York Law School. He says get your quarters and credit cards ready.
Somebody comes in and sits down next to you, and the TV screen goes, whoop, 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 you know, insert another quarter to continue playing, telling you that it's watching you and that it can see everything you're doing.
Does a screen watching you conjure visions of dystopian literature? You're not alone.
The patent is literally Orwellian. It's the telescreen, the TV that watches you as you're watching it. I mean, I have trouble believing that any copyright owner would actually try to deploy this just because it's so creepy.
Peter DeCola is at the law school at Northwestern University.
You know, another big picture that this fits into legally is this idea that copyright law and privacy law are coming into conflict, creating this amalgam of contract law and technological protection measures to control private performances and potentially monetize them in different ways or control them. That raises privacy concerns for sure.
There's a further lesson here about how tech works in the real world. Grimmelman says Microsoft may never have to build this thing.
The way to think about this is that Microsoft has this Kinect, which is a breakout success. And once you've got something like that, it makes total sense to have a bunch of people behind it just sit down and brainstorm everything they can think of. And some of these ideas are going to be really far-fetched, but some of them might actually work. They're just hedging their bets. And if against all odds it winds up actually working in the marketplace, Microsoft will get a cut of royalties.
Now, a patent filing is a long way from a final product, something a Microsoft spokesperson noted in a statement to us today. As for the concern the technology might seem invasive, the company said that it, quote, has a strong track record of implementing some of the best privacy protection measures in the industry. I'm collecting stories. How many of you got into spats with Facebook friends over politics this election season? With the election now decided, the posts have been coming in. When is Facebook going to be fun again? Read one to a Marketplace colleague. My neighbor got this from a friend in Fort Worth hours after the election. Quote, let's make up and play nicely, shall we? The Pew Internet and American Life Project has fresh data showing 22% of voters used social media to let people know how they voted. An exciting sign of engagement, to be sure, but it's also true people get hopping mad and take action, says Aaron Smith of Pew.
About one out of every five social networking site users has blocked or unfriended someone for political reasons on a social networking site. And by far, the number one reason why they did that was because those people were just posting too much political materials.
The online publication Lifehacker has a handy guide to setting up a filter to weed out politics or anything else that has you fed up on Facebook. Someone on my Facebook feed from Rhode Island takes a different approach to reducing his acid reflux by posting this disclaimer. Quote, while I'm intensely interested in politics, I decided long ago to keep my opinions to myself in the Facebook universe. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.